It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the Russian war on Ukraine enters its second week, more than a million refugees have already fled the nation, according to the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pleading for international assistance as Russian bombs are hitting residential areas. Russian strikes hit at least three schools and damaged a cathedral and shops Wednesday in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. In the port city of Mariupol, electricity and water are out, and the International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands, said that it would launch a war crime investigation following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The United Nations General Assembly voted 141-5 on Wednesday to condemn Russia for the invasion. The resolution calling for Russia to, quote, immediately cease its use of force against Ukraine and withdraw all of its military forces. 35 nations, including India, Cuba, and China, abstained. Only Belarus, Syria, North Korea, and Eritrea were the only countries to vote with Russia against the measure. President Zelensky's office said Wednesday that Ukraine's forces were still fighting around the town of Kherson, despite Russia's claim that it had taken complete control of the port city on the Black Sea. The mayor said Russian soldiers had entered the city and that he asked them not to shoot civilians. Meanwhile, Russia's 40-mile-long convoy of tanks and other military equipment seems to still be stalled outside of Kyiv, some reports saying there's mass confusion and that they're running out of food and fuel. Good. Russia's defense ministry acknowledged for the first time extensive casualties, saying that 498 Russian troops had been killed and 1,597 injured. Ukraine said they killed 5,840 Russian troops, and they put the civilian death toll at 2,000. None of this should be happening. President Zelensky, meanwhile, has been sending out regular messages via video. On Wednesday, he called out the Russians for bombing the sacred Holocaust memorial site at Babyn Yar, as Putin claims his invasion is to, quote, denazify Ukraine. Give me a break.
Greetings, Ukrainian people. The seventh day of the terrible war. We were all bombed in Kyiv last night, and we all died again in Babyn Yar from a missile strike. Although the whole world promises constantly, never again. For any normal people who knows history, Babyn Yar is a special part of Kyiv, a special part of Europe, place of prayer, place of memory of 100,000 people who were killed by the Nazis. Why was it bombed? This is already beyond the bounds of humanity. Such a missile strike indicates that for many people in Russia, our Kyiv is completely alien. They don't know anything about our capital, about our history, but they have orders to erase our history, erase our country, erase us all. All the Jews of the world, don't you see what is happening? It is very important that millions of Jews around the world do not remain silent now. Nazism is born in silence. Therefore, scream about the killing of civilians, about the murders in Ukraine.
Closer to home, big news Wednesday evening of a court filing by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The 61-page filing is part of an attempt to gain access to emails from the so-called lawyer, John Eastman, the guy who the committee says helped Trump orchestrate the plot. House members have also signaled they may make a criminal referral to the Justice Department about Trump, depending on their findings. Please. To date, no top advisors around Trump have been charged for crimes related to the attack, though the Justice Department has charged more than 750 people who participated in the riot. Well, on Wednesday, the jury trial in the first case related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol has finally begun. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Nessler told the jury that the defendant, Guy Reffitt of Texas, boasted that he, quote, lit the match that started the fire in the riot aiming to block lawmakers from certifying the former guy's election loss to President Biden. Reifert's court-appointed attorney told jurors that his client didn't go into the Capitol and that the case against him was based on, quote, bragging and a lot of hype. However, in another January 6th case with potentially huge ramifications, a member of the far-right Oath Keepers extremist group by the name of Joshua James on Wednesday became the first person to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy in connection with the riot. That's a big deal. So remember the former guy's wall, his impenetrable wall at our southern border? Well, according to unpublished U.S. Customs and Border Protection maintenance records obtained by the Washington Post, Mexican smugglers have sawed through chunks of that wall 3,272 times over the past 3 years. Nice. The government shelled out $2.6 million between 2019 and 2021 to repair the damage, as the wall was frequently breached with cheap power tools like angle grinders and demolition saws. America, baby. And finally, because for some reason, Florida's sorry excuse for a governor appears to be the Republicans' backup choice for a 2024 presidential nominee if the former guy somehow doesn't run, you need to know who this sad excuse for a human being really is. Ron DeSantis was stepping up to the podium at an event at the University of South Florida, where a group of high school students, standing as human props, were waiting, mostly safely wearing masks. In typical rude, condescending fashion, DeSantis walked up and said,
"You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous."
Oh, can we hear that exasperated sigh again, please? Ugh. Please, America, know who this man is. Send Ron DeSantis to the cornfield.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. I got the
news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.